hello and welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. My name is Nick Scarpino. I'll be your host. Wait your gosh darn turn.
Can you turn the lights off?
Do you understand that? Wait your gosh darn turn.
Can you turn the lights off?
They want you. They don't want me. So they got to get through me to get to you. Does that make sense?
Start over again. Audio in 3, 2, 1.
God damn this show. Oh my God. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. It is Wednesday, August 19th. I'm very excited to be here. Andy's very excited to be here. We made Joey sit over in the corner just so she can view. We need witness to our lives here, Joe, and you have to be the witness to our life.
But I'm not in any legal way. Like, I'm not held responsible.
No, you're not going to be the executor of our will or anything.
She can be.
Well, we have our lawyer. Our legal team is in the corner over there. Lawyer Kevin Esquire,
hey.
Can she be the executor of Andy's will?
Well, I mean, I don't think a legal witness like is responsible.
Sure,
you're just there to prove that it happened,
right. Legally
speaking.
So you're a notary of the Republic.
She was.
I was. Mine expired.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what
right.
What do you do? What is that?
You go. You have to kill
really
someone.
Really boring class, and you sit there for like 3 hours, and then they pretty much just nail it into you that if you fuck something up with. Like what
it's
you're signing,
you. Then
you could go to jail.
And wow.
It's like kind of terrifying.
I've only had that happen.
You just sign things.
I've had a notary come over one time and it was an intense experience. I forget what I think it was for, I can't even remember what it was for. Maybe it was like an insurance thing.
Yeah. Probably.
But they come over and they were like, hi, I'm your notary. And I am a total complete stranger, but I'm going to ask you all these intense, like, I'm going to make sure every single page you've seen and know. And I was like,
yeah. This
is fucking weird. Now, Andy, you might be thinking, why did he just bring you a tall glass of ice?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because yesterday you and I partied. And today, party continues.
Oh!
It's right there, baby.
Oh,
you know,
my
I like
God.
It when it's still cold, but it's got a little sweat on the outside of its girthy thighs.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? It's like
that,
a little chubby fucking chihuahua.
Slap that fucking sweat off
it. Slap it.
Oh, guys. Yeah,
you know? I got cool Greg with that one. It's like a little fat lap dog. He's going to squeeze it.
Yeah.
Did you say laptop?
Lap dog. I probably said laptop. Today I almost spelled partoy or whatever the
parta.
Hell it's called. Parta.
He's like, Andy, guys, how would I spell partay? Oh, it's P-A-R and then like probably hyphen T-A-Y. Okay, showed us a tweet. How's this look? P-A-R hyphen T-A-H.
Yeah, totally. That was one of those instances where I was like, you know, your brain tricks you into thinking something. Like, you did it. You nailed it.
Yeah.
You go on. It's possible that I'm partially dyslexic.
Wait, so am I feeling...
Do you want a little...
I guess. I mean,
why don't you bring it over here, doggy dog?
Okay.
Let Uncle Nick fill you up.
Please right. Don't spill anything.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to spill anything.
Let Uncle Nick fill you up.
Although I asked Cool Greg for a comical amount of ice, and he sure did deliver that. So have fun. Have fun drinking through this fortress of solitude.
60% foam.
Yeah.
The foam all went down. Now it's just...
It's going to be... I just want it to be a little bit. He just gets a little taste, because Andy gets a little loopy on the old DC.
Can we get a Skycam on this?
Do we have Skycam?
Looks real good. I just want them to see how good it looks.
Oh, daddy.
Look at that. Drink it in, dude.
Drink it in, dude. That's where it's focused.
Dude.
All right.
We haven't used Skycam in so long.
That's not really?
I miss Skycam,
we
man.
Just used it for the PlayStation unboxing.
We did, yeah. Dude, this is such a cold glass.
It's so beautiful.
But, you know, I just feel like we're celebrating something. I don't know what it... What could we be celebrating
coming
today?
But it's Tim's return. From London. Tim walked in today, and he's not at all jet-lagged, and he's doing a great time. He's having a great time.
I just can't get to the beverage. There's so much ice, and there's so much foam.
Oh, my God. If you guys are watching this live with us, thank you so much. We'll be talking to you in the chat throughout the show. Of course, we'll give a little extra time to the subscribers at the end of the show.
I haven't had any yet.
No, it's fine. You don't need it. Listen.
Did you see how drastic that tilt was?
No, you
and I didn't get any.
Cool Greg likes to tilt hard, man. There it is. You got it.
Oh, it's so cold on my fucking like upper. Like,
you don't need it, man.
All the ice is just making contact with this area.
Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube and you're thinking, "Wow, these guys are complete and total idiots. They've just wasted the first 5 minutes of this podcast." This is the show. So this is what we're gonna do today. If you're watching on YouTube and you don't get a chance to watch live, of course, please subscribe to our YouTube channel to thus ensure that we waste a good 5 minutes of every one of your days. Always, of course, if you want to check out the Kind of Funny Games Daily that happens after the show, you can get some hard-hitting news. But until then, you're stuck with the three of us and Kevin. I have not watched one single solitary episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily. Does that?
Oh, so you're the guy.
Does that? Does that statement? Do you think that's true or false?
True.
Yeah.
100% true.
100% true.
You get to hear all of them though.
Yeah. I have no idea. Somebody, I think Jared asked me the other day. He's like, how's this supposed to go? And I just blinked at him. It's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, guys. I don't watch that shit.
So he was asking for sort of like the run of the show, or what was it?
Well, like people occasionally, like when we have guests, and they're like, what do I have to prepare for this?
Oh, and I'm like, I see.
I'm like, I gotta be honest with you.
I don't fucking know. Yeah, good for you though, Nick.
It's so hard.
You're sticking to your guns though.
I got guns. I'm sticking to them.
Show them, dude. Show them off.
Woo! Jiggins.
Damn,
they're
dude.
Space Force. Right now. I haven't lifted in a while. They're looking pretty jacked. All right, let's go into...
I need more in here.
Of course, sorry, today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Slack and Simply Safe. We are going to talk about both of those sponsors a little bit later in the show today when we give away a couple games.
I was close. Whew. I was close.
You're a professional.
Man, I was ready to put my mouth all over this, dude.
Richard W63 is joining you guys in a morning Diet Coke.
Yeah.
So I can see the revolution starting in the chat.
Who is it?
Richard
W63. Richard, this Diet Coke's for you.
I'm going to tell you one thing right now.
And you.
Coca-Cola
and you.
Company, if you're watching this, I can't believe you're seeing the magic unfold in front of your eyes. Have yourself a morning Diet Coke. Might be the best ad campaign. It's gold. We're giving them gold.
Well, how much
we need to do this every day and then bill them $20,000.
$20,000 yeah. Just for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Important question.
They can afford it. They own everything.
From the chat.
Yeah.
What's the kind of funny stance on Coke Zero?
Coke Zero is fine.
I love Coke Zero. Coke Zero is my go-to. Okay. Coke Zero and Cherry Coke Zero are my go-to. Mm-hmm. I got a tweet the other day from...
Hold on. Stop right there. What are you, a fucking monster?
I'm
going to
flick this at your goddamn stupid face.
Put the fucking cap back on the bottle.
But I like flicking it.
I appreciate that, but I don't like flat soda.
Kevin, can we get sodas?
Like I like my dogs. Fluffy.
I want to see if it'll like fly towards the camera.
No.
I'm not going to do it that high. I'm not going to do that high. Ready? See? Was that cool? Did it look cool?
God, I hate these so much. You're lucky you're pretty. You really are.
Shit. All right, I'll put it back on.
No, Coke Zero, we're strong advocates of Coke Zero. I love when I travel abroad and they don't have a lot of Diet Coke, they have a lot of Coke Zero. I'm like, oh, how quaint and provincial, you know? Cute. I feel so European right now that I'm having a cute Coke Zero.
Dude, I love Cherry Coke Zero. So again, the tweet I got was like, shout out to Andy for speaking some truths that Cherry Coke Zero is definitively the best. Did I say that word correct?
Cherry Coke Zero, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitively, yeah.
I almost did the Trump thing where he was like,
the best what?
Anonymous. Anonymous. Remember that?
I just saw a quote where he was talking about Hurricane Florence and he was like, the water is really wet.
The wettest as far as water goes.
Yeah.
What a fucking moron. I'm like,
stop talking. You don't need to be talking if that's what it's
going to
be.
Holy shit.
Take it from a person who says stupid shit like that on a daily basis. You don't need to be talking.
But on purpose. Like,
well, I do it to be entertaining.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he does it to be.
Well, I think he does too. I don't know. Cherry Coke fucking rules. Andy's correct. Thank you, Matt.
Diet Coke and Coke Zero taste any different?
Yes, vastly different.
Okay. I don't know that I've ever had Coke Zero.
If you were to taste them both side by side.
You're such a bullshitter. Vastly different.
No, if you were this,
let me explain the intricacies of the
taste profile.
Do you drink Diet Coke at all?
I prefer Diet Coke.
Okay, so
based on taste.
If you drink Diet Coke, if I poured you a Diet Coke versus a Coke Zero blind taste test, you would absolutely be able to taste the difference.
Okay.
Coke Zero to me tastes a little bit sweeter.
Oh.
Diet Coke has a little bit more of an acidic taste to it. Mm. But I respect the Diet Coke, not because I think it's better or worse, just because I have a hard, long lineage. I'm a Diet Coke loyalist, basically.
Got it.
Coke Zero, arguably, could be better. But I've had such a long tradition with this. I've been fighting for this camp for so long that I'm like, this is my camp.
Yeah.
These are my people.
This is the hill you die on.
This is my hill.
You're team John Drake on this one.
I'm John Drake. John Drake and I, yeah. And it's hilarious because he drinks a lot of Diet Coke. I drink a lot of Diet Coke. Remember there was that thing that was going around about how much, you know, people have been trying to pick President Trump. They're like, oh, his diet's terrible. He drinks 6 cans of Diet Coke a day. How crazy is that? Meanwhile, I'm in the corner like, don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Like, I have nothing but Diet Coke all day sometimes when I'm on the sauce.
I think it's okay. I think it's okay for this to be your one vice.
It is that and coffee. The problem is I go back and forth between coffee, Diet Coke, and then water. But it should probably be predominantly water. But when I start drinking Diet Coke, I just, that's all I want.
I think what people need to understand is, like, if you have a vice as innocent as drinking Diet Coke, or maybe a, you know, like, it's so minimal. It's like, oh, look, I'm super healthy otherwise, but every once in a while, I am going to enjoy a Diet Coke, and then also two bags of Flamin' Hot Fries, two bags of Hot Cheetos, and then a bag of Goldfish. What's so bad about that?
Listen,
doing,
man,
that four times a day? Who cares, dude?
Listen, that's not bad.
I eat a salad all. Once a week. Get off my back.
Oh my
right?
God, last weekend, I was like, I had been great. I had eaten healthfully the entire week. I worked out a couple times, felt good. Hurt my neck last week. Woke up after jiu-jitsu, like Michael Keaton from Batman.
Oh,
I just
couldn't.
I was like, I can't. Like, my wife was actually like, you look like Michael Keaton from Batman.
This is the greatest compliment D's ever given
it you. I was like, that's sexy. But then come, I think it was Saturday, I was like, do you know what we should
do? What should we do?
Let's just eat some Oreos.
Oh, great.
Like, it's our cheat day. We've done really well all week. I'm feeling good about myself. You're feeling good about yourself. Now is the time to have the cheat day. Not when you're feeling down, but when you have resolve. That's the best time to do it. That way you go, ah, it's good, I liked it, but I don't need all this, right? At least that's what I was thinking in my head.
Right.
But I was like, I don't want to leave my house. And my wife was like, you know, there's like services that will just deliver stuff. Like, why don't you check out DoorDash or Instacart? And I was like, I don't want to. But it got to the point where I'm like, I don't want to leave, but I don't want the corner store Oreos. I want a specific Oreo.
Oh,
a specific flavor of Oreo.
Yeah, because corner stores, corner stores go with the basics.
You're getting the state, and it's not to denigrate the corner stores. They got to go with whatever's going to sell whatever the hottest, like, most mainstream Oreo is. Which usually you get four Oreos at the corner store. You get the regular Oreo, classic Oreo. You get the double stuffed classic Oreo. You get the golden Oreo, and maybe some sort of flavor, like we have at my corner store, we have a mint Oreo.
The cinnamon one's really good.
The cinnamon one is the best.
Now let me explain to you my Saturday night went. I was like, I want the Cinnabon Oreo. And my wife was like, I want the lemon Oreo. I've never tried the lemon Oreo before, but I want it.
Is that with a golden cracker? Crisp cookie.
There's two. I think there is one without it and one with it. But yes, I'm sorry.
They do lemon with chocolate?
No, they do not do lemon with chocolate.
Okay, good.
This was with golden Oreo.
Okay.
But the question was going to be, and this was the big question that we were betting on. This was a gamble.
Mm-hmm.
Is the cookie lemon or is it golden Oreo with lemon filling?
Yeah.
Now, we were hoping the cookie was lemon. But I was like, that's problem number two. Problem number one is, how do I get these to my house? I don't want to go to Safeway, which is only really like a mile away from my house. Could have gotten the car easily, but I was like, no, don't want to do this. Download an Instacart to find that it had that Safeway had them.
Oh, okay.
But Instacart has a $10 minimum. Long story short, with all of the delivery fees, I spent $26 on two packages of Oreo and a six pack of Diet Root Beer.
Hell yeah, dude.
And it got
what kind of root beer?
Diet A&W Root Beer.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that. I like that taste every once in a while when it's a nice contrast to the Diet Coke.
Alton Worthington.
It's like, you know, when you're drinking a nice Cabernet Sauvignon.
Hey, Nick, don't you have a corner store, like, at the corner of your block?
Right, but you weren't paying attention for the first part of this.
Sure,
they don't have
the flavored ones.
They just have basics. They get basic.
They got that basic ass Oreo flavor, which nine out of 10 times, Kev, great
does
call.
The job, does
it's
the
fantastic.
Job.
You know why? Because the Oreo is right underneath the Goldfish. It's the 1-2 punch of savory sweet, savory sweet. Get them delivered. Thank God we got two bunches because the lemon Oreos are a just fist sized punch of sugar to your mouth with every bite. Phenomenally good, but you can only eat like three of them before you actually start to see stars.
Mm. Mm.
The Cinnabon Oreo might be the best Oreo out right now, is all I'm trying
to say. What would you say if I told you that I had Cinnamon Bun Oreos in the office right now?
What would you say if I had Cinnamon Bun Oreos?
I would really,
Oreos
really, really wish you hadn't told
right
me
now.
That.
Okay.
Because I'm going to eat
because he's hungry.
I have that and I have a box of Cheez-Its by my desk.
You're the devil.
Also, Gary Wood in the chat says, this conversation is bullshit.
What?
Gary Witta.
Well, because we're not talking about Tam Tams or whatever from the UK. Here's what happened to me at RTX London. Jericho, if y'all familiar with Jericho? Yeah.
From chat and from everywhere else. After the panel.
What are you hogging that up?
After the panel, he threw me a bag of pizza Goldfish. Now, I don't like to take risks.
No.
Nick.
No. Not with the Goldfish, dog.
No, I don't
Goldfish is perfect.
I don't like to take risks with my money, I should have said. Where it's like, I know I'm going to buy either whole grain.
If it's your Goldfish, I'll eat whatever's good.
I'm buying whole grain or standard. I'm not going to, like, adventure off and buy, like, extra cheddar cheese or whatever. Like, I'm going to get what I know, right?
Right.
Well, having a free bag of pizza Goldfish sort of opened my eyes because me and one Farid Haji, Farid?
Yeah, Farid.
In our hotel room, took down this fucking bag of pizza Goldfish. It was delicious.
Oh, you got to do it sometimes.
We watched football. We watched his he was watching the Redskins game, the Washington Racial Slurs. They were doing terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible team.
Yeah.
And then we just talked about football, talked about life, love, happiness,
that's
and the
fun.
Pursuit of it.
Reed's a very intensely, like, engaging guy.
Mm-hmm.
He'll look at you, he gets quiet.
Yeah.
He's like, listen to me, Andy Cortez.
Andres, here's what you need to do, Andres.
Here's what you need to do.
Yeah. I
look forward to hanging out with
him. I love Reed, man.
Kevin, give me the housekeeping graphic, please. At your leisure.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
First up on housekeeping, Andy, you threw this on. The newest party mode is live over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Andy, talk to me about this.
We played Laser League. We played four players.
Sex.
We played four players versus four computer players. Kevin, can you fast forward to like 120? We had a grand old time. There was a great comeback happening. We lost our first circuit. And we said, let's try for one more.
Can we pause this
not
video?
Not certain if we were going to win or not.
Can we pause this video? How do we feel about this jacket that Tim is wearing?
It looks like static. Like you can't find the channel.
I like it.
It's not meringue.
Could we go back? But let's pause this here. Let's just pause this.
It's actually like the cameras. Shout outs to our cameras. We're a little dull.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're never sharp, but we're never in focus. But what I will say about this is the front of the desk A is very in focus. B, it reminds me of. Curtains that Grandma Scarpino used to have in her house.
Okay, yeah.
But they were in the good room that you could never go into, so they
with
always
the plastic
smelled
a little, on the couches?
Yeah, with the plastic on the couch, which I was always terrified about because I had watched Lethal Weapon 2, and there was that scene where the guy walks in and looks around, and he's standing on plastic and just gets shot in the head. For the longest time, I thought my grandmother was killing people in that room.
Great scene.
Can you continue to play, Kev?
I believe that's an Anthony Carboni jacket.
But also...
Yeah, but it's a Carboni jacket that he was like, I can't wear this jacket.
But
it's
also, too... the jacket looks like if you stare at it long enough, you'll see illusions of a whale.
Those, yeah.
Were you looking at it, there's a boat in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You look at it, there's like a pirate ship. And it's like, oh, if I had to cross my eyes and kind
it's
of stare at it
long
enough.
It's like, where's the god? Why can't I see the goddamn boat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great movie.
But anyway, go watch this video. It just went live on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. It's really cool. Like it's
a fun let's play.
Shows how much we can sort of get down if we coordinate and get on the same page. There's a lot of teamwork involved, and the game's super fun. So thanks to everybody who recommended it, because I put out a tweet, I don't know, maybe a month or and a half or 2 months ago, asking for recommendations for party mode, and Laser League was amongst one of the top sort of voted things, and it was fun as hell.
Did you see that game I sent you? You know, we're on these press lists for all these games that come out, and I just look through them every once in a while, and if it makes me giggle, I send them to you.
Yeah.
Did you see that press one I sent you for Doorkick?
No.
I sent you two codes for Doorkick, which is just a co-op game.
I think I did see
like
it.
Side scroller where you just kick down doors and shoot things like as cops. I was like, we gotta do this, we gotta dress like SWAT guys.
Okay, yeah.
Are you down for this?
I'm down.
Let's dress like SWAT guys, and then we'll make Tim do the perp walk. Or we'll just handcuff him. He can stand back there the entire time, and then we'll just occasionally, when no one's looking, just beat him up.
I'm down.
Okay.
Here's what I want to do for a future episode. You know, because I know Greg's going to be out. We're going to have some people out coming out pretty soon. I would love to do a two-man party mode, where it's just me and Nick playing A Way Out.
Ooh.
And we're just we play a couple missions and see how it goes. And let me tweet at us or let us know in chat if that's something you'd be.
I'm down. I'm down for that. I'm also down for that game that we did a 4-hour Let's Play of. When you and I can just do it.
Emily is away?
Yeah, we'll just do that. You and I can get hammered.
Okay.
And we'll play that game.
What about Emily Wants to Play for a Spooky Sunday?
Oh, man.
On Wednesday.
That one stresses me out.
Emily Wants to Play?
It's a whore. It's
we tried to play it during Extra Life.
It was
a
really bad game.
Yeah, we were in the house for like 45 minutes, and I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever played in my life.
We never put it up, did we?
One centimeter at a time because I was too scared.
Joey.
Did we record it?
No, we did it live during Extra
Life. Oh, we did it live. That's right. I was thinking it was a party mode that never went live.
When is Extra Life this year?
The first weekend of November.
It's already here. Holy shit.
I know. I love it. This year flew by. This was a good year. We had a great year. Everyone give yourself a round of applause. Great year.
Great morning show, guys. Stay tuned for Gary Whitta and Tim
Gaze. I'll tell you what. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. 11:20. Next up on housekeeping, Spider-Man 3. Every Spider-Man movie ranked, reviewed. We're at Spider-Man 3. Next week, Amazing Spider-Man. And then following that, of course, rounding it out, Amazing Spider-Man 2. And then we get, you're right, Kevin.
Amazing Spider-Man.
What's that?
I think it's Amazing Spider-Man this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's only Wednesday. Sorry, tomorrow is Amazing Spider-Man. Next week is Amazing Spider-Man 2. And then I assume Venom's out that next week, that first week of October. Phone. I gotta be honest with you. They need to stop making previews for Venom. Because the more they preview that movie, the more I'm like, this is going to be just... This is going to be an experience.
Nick, real quick.
Parasite me, man.
Did you get an important text that you had to leave?
No, I turned the fan off because
Okay,
here's what happens. Everyone else gets hot because you're wearing jackets and fucking face masks and hoodies. I'm in a shirt because I'm dressed appropriately for the heat of the studio. And then the fan goes like this. People turn the fan on and they try to angle it at Greg, but it's right into my eyeballs. And then I'm like this the whole time. I'm like,
you have such delicate
my eyes are just, they're drying out.
By the way, Greg asked me to do the Tom Hardy, I don't know, impersonation in front of Gus and Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, totally put me on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
I think kind of hoping it would fail. And I did it, and it's like the hardest anybody has ever laughed at this fucking impersonation.
Oh my God, it's a great
and then
impersonation.
I played it on the phone, and then everybody, I was the star of the party, dude.
You're the best party. There ever was. And I just want you to appreciate that.
At least top five.
Rounding out the housekeeping for today, of course, it is September. It's Spider-Man month. We are doing an exclusive shirtless Spider-Man PS4 cover over on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. That'll be signed by Greg Miller and sent right to you. You can slip it in a package and throw it up on your shelf. Also, if you're not supporting us at that fan mail tier, or if you want more Spider-Man goodness, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. On the fan mail tier over there, we're doing an exclusive art print done by the one and only Panda Musk.
Panda
this is shirtless Spider-Man falling, presumably to his death, with Spider-Man swinging right next
no
to him.
No webs available.
No, but I have to imagine that one of shirtless Spider-Man, like if he was a skin in the game, mm-hmm. when you fall, you know how like it's totally unrealistic, but you can just jump off a building in Spider-Man, and then if you don't do anything, he just kind of lands and then keeps running, even though it would probably crush his spine.
That's what spiders do, man.
Whatever. I imagine that shirtless Spider-Man would go... And then pop up.
Oh yeah. You know,
like, there'd be do, like, a couple bounces.
Water.
Yeah, like boom, like that comical like boom,
like Flubber.
Exactly like
yeah,
Flubber.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Exactly like Flubber. All right. Quick tip reminder. Of course, if you guys want to tip us or talk to us at the $5 above level or 500 cheers, we will take those. We have two tips right now. One is from Neobytes Live.
Give me your fucking money.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. We have protocols here, people.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
Kevin's keeping us on track.
As one of the mainstays of the show, I cannot break. I should be held to the same level of accountability as everyone else.
Yeah.
You see
if
what
you,
I'm saying?
If you, like, fall
like,
in
if
line.
If you fail, everyone assumes, okay, it's just Andy doing Andy. But they look up to me. So I have to play by the rules so that they can play by the rules. So that when I time them out, it's that much better.
Well, I've learned that, like, people show this show to people to, like, here's how you do... Here's how you broadcast live TV. You know what I mean? Like, we are sort of a standard, almost like a rule book, you know? Like a guidebook on how to do a live show.
Well, I'm known as the Rachel Maddow of Twitch.
A lot of people
call me the Rachel Maddow of Twitch.
A lot of people. Yeah. I've heard that before.
They say that I bring the hard-hitting commentary. They say that I bring the hard-hitting exposés. And they also say that I can milk a story for an hour just like Rachel Maddow can.
So she kills it.
She crushes it.
Kills it.
Great. Best hair in the business.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tips. Two tips right now. If you guys want to give us more, we appreciate those. First tip comes from Neobytes Live. We gave us 300 cheers, which is not the threshold, but you know what? When have we ever really gone played by the rules here? I'm going to read this anyway. Take my money, you bearded son of a bitch. All sub to me at Neobytes. No. You're not. You didn't even hit the threshold. You're not getting a shout out for your YouTube channel, Neobytes.
And technically, we're not supposed to do shout outs, but at least hit the threshold,
yeah,
Neobytes.
Jesus Christ.
And remember, if you've been gifted a sub, $1 is all it takes to get resubbed. Did you know that, Nick?
I did know that, and thank you for reminding me that. And tell those people that one more time.
If you have been gifted a sub to this channel, Kinda Funny Games, that means that if you subscribe again between now and September 30th, all it takes is $1 to subscribe for an extra month. So instead of paying $5, you pay $1. And guess what? Twitch still gives us the full payout.
Do me a favor. Look into your one. Look as sad as humanly possible. For just $1.
Oh, shit. Sorry, hold on. It's out of focus.
No, he just leans back. Lean back. There it is. It's fine. For just $1, you can save this Andy. Many Andys out there have suffered. They're left out in the cold. They're tired. They're scared. They've got mange all over the left side of their head. They cut their own hair. You can save an Andy for just $1. Resub to this channel if you've been gifted a sub. If not, use your Amazon Prime and give us that goddamn free $5 that you have to do every month. It's annoying, but you too can save an Andy. Like, why don't they take the dogs out of the fucking... Like, they're leaving the dogs in the cage cold.
What the hell is that? Did you see that?
I was looking for that.
Were you trying to...
Oh, yeah, give me the thing. Do the thing.
Do what thing?
I don't know.
Go back to my one?
No, well, I was going to transition you in as Andy was, like, crying, but I couldn't figure it out, and now it's just there.
I would love to try it again.
Let's move on. Jesus. Okay. All right. Well, now. Oh, God. No, which one is it?
I'm just kidding. I'm drooling. You know what I mean? It's part of the. I got some drool on myself.
Well, the dogs don't drool because they're dehydrated.
No, but I'm crying. When I cry, I just drool everywhere.
Oh, you ugly cry?
Yeah.
You Tobey Maguire?
I was trying to do the Tobey Maguire, but it's just. It's hard to do. Like,
yeah.
Tobey Maguire is the worst.
It's because he does, like. Like, his lips are just all over the place.
I hate him so much, dude.
He's bad. But we love you, Toby, for watching.
No, yeah, Toby, for watching.
No,
you're
fuck
the best.
You, dude.
And Toby, hey, $1 is all it takes to resub for September, man.
Toby Blue says, I want my money back.
Hey, Toby, you're watching. I never liked you in any of your movies. Go fuck yourself, dude.
Wow.
Whoa.
Leroy LaCroix.
No, 100%, Jesus. Dude. Have strong opinions, you know what I mean?
Right, Leroy LaCroix has given us $5. Says, tell Tim I'm coming for what he owes me. And then Neobites Live just gave us an extra 400 cheers. And I appreciate that.
Thank you, Neobites Live.
Thank you, Neobites Live. We're, of course, just giving you shit. All right, let's go into the news. First up.
Sorry, that was a little slow on that.
That's okay. Our first news story, you put this on here. What is this? Explain this to me.
So, this has sort of been getting leaked and stuff like that. So, yesterday Lewis tweeted this at, tweeted you, hey, we had things to talk about.
Right.
And it was about this. So, when I first read the headline, Loki, Scarlet Witch, and other Marvel Heroes to get their own TV series on Disney streaming service, my initial thought, Nick, is like, oh, this is going to be similar to what we're going to get on DC's streaming service. It's going to be very sort of generic, it's going to be very throwaway, it's going to be shitty and kind of, you know. But these shorts that they're, or these series that they're getting are starring Tom Hiddleston and Elizabeth Olsen. Like, we're getting the real actors in these series. And that's what excites me. The fact that knowing that we're getting the real people, not just like, oh, it's going to be an animated cartoon with whoever's fucking voice that sounds like Loki, you know? Too much for you?
It's not too much for me. It's too little. Who cares? There are already side characters in the movies. Do I care about those side characters for a streaming service? Like, when I think about the Disney streaming service, I think, what's going to get me to sign up? It's certainly not going to be the Star Wars movies. It's certainly not going to be those.
Certainly not.
The fact that, to me, this smacks with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where it's a show that's probably not going to have enough of a budget. They can't do anything fun with the characters because they can't actually have there be any ramifications or consequences in the overarching Marvel MCU. So it's just going to be kind of, I mean, to me, this smacks with, it's going to be throwaway content.
I guess the reason I'm excited more because we're getting actual actors. That's what sort of legitimizes this for me.
That's great, but like, well, Loki's great. Tom Hiddleston's character's great. Scarlet Witch to this day has not been really given too much to do. With the exception, the rare exception of some of the things that she got to do in Infinity War. But what are they going to, like, are they just going to be 6 episodes, 10 episodes? What are they going to do? Do we know?
Can you scroll down a little bit, Kevin?
I'll read the story. Disney is enlisting Earth's Mightiest Heroes as the company prepares to launch its up-and-coming streaming services. This comes from Variety.com. The entertainment giant is in early development on an ambitious plan for a number of limited series centered on popular characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. These series will likely include shows centered on Loki and the Scarlet Witch, along with other beloved superheroes who have yet to appear in their standalone movies. Marvel and Disney had no comment. There's an important distinction from other Marvel small screen efforts, however. The actors who portrayed these heroes and villains in the Avengers films and their spinoffs, such as Tom Hiddleston and Elizabeth Olsen, are expected to play them in the streaming shows. Moreover, those sources close to the production are saying mum on the cost of the programming. The budgets are expected to be hefty, rivaling those of major studio productions. Each series is expecting to include 6 to 8 episodes. Marvel Studios will produce the shows, and Kevin Feige, the guru of all things MCU, is expected to take a hands-on role in their development.
Six to eight episodes, perfect.
That's perfect. Six episodes, perfect.
Yeah.
One-off stories, perfect. This got me a little bit more excited. The fact that they can take some maybe side characters in the MCU and flesh them out a little bit, or even characters that we haven't seen, cool. Having said that, I don't give a shit about Scarlet Witch, and I don't care about Loki. And the fact that they're going to be, if they're using them as the two poster boys for this, to me, they have an uphill battle. To me, this is, you're doing an Ant-Man movie, you got to prove it to me. Like, I'm not immediately, you're not getting my view. I need to see a hot-ass trailer for whatever this show is going to be. And it better be fantastic, and it better be better than the stuff that DC All Access, or not All Access, whatever the DC streaming platform stuff is showing us. Because that's like, it's cool, and it's content that I would watch if I was already subscribed to that channel. But it's not moving me out of my seat to go out.
What would it take? Because I see a comment here from Glove Bomb that I kind of like. I'd watch the hell out of a Vision series.
I wouldn't.
Really?
No.
What would it take?
I don't know.
There it is.
It might not just be for him.
That's the thing.
Could be. Just, you're right.
Well, I mean, it's not. I'm not the one that has to be deciding on it. They have to prove to me that I have to watch this show. I don't have to make the decision, right?
I guess that's what matters. If these shows come out and they
like,
get,
let's be honest,
and they get 10 out of 10 across the board, I'm like, this is one of the best things.
I'm going to put you on the spot right now. What would it take you? Are you going to get the Disney streaming service when it comes out? Say it comes out from anywhere between $10 and $14 a month.
I was initially interested in it when it was rumored to be packaged with like Hulu, when the Hulu thing was sort of in talks. But the fact
you guys, we need to have Kind of Funny get it, and then we all use it, and then we can all talk about these shows and stuff. You know what I mean? One account, and then we just do.
I'm in.
I mean, that might be breaking some sort of FCC lockdown.
Sure,
we don't break laws in this office.
Absolutely,
it's never
we've
been done.
We've never broken a law in this office.
We're drinking Diet Coke for breakfast.
That's a rule, not a law. And also, it's a recommendation.
That's a law of man.
Listen, you know? If I were to tell you that someone in this office needs to get up and go get us one cinnamon bun Oreo a piece, what would you tell me? What would you say to that?
I'd say, sign me up. I'd say sign me up.
A lot of people saying that's a good idea for everyone.
But you guys can't see Joey right now. She just looked over at me and just shook her head and smiled.
But she just
and the smile, the head shake was, you're an idiot, and the smile just backed it up. I don't know, man. I feel like there's just too much. There's too much of all this. We got the Netflix Marvel shows. That's actually probably a better example of what I feel like these are going to turn into. Because we've got the Jessica Jones, we've got the Luke Cage, we've got the Iron Fist. Who cares? Iron Fist season 2, I think, came and went. I don't care to watch it.
Apparently it was better than season 1, but that's not saying much.
That's not saying much.
Yeah.
I think the more and more they make these characters, the more and more they show these characters, the less special it gets, and it's just going to start to, I think it's going to start to degrade the overall, like, impact of the movies.
Warning, these might be kind of stale because I bought these, like, a week and a half ago.
Fucking cheers. Smell like pure heaven.
Can you give it to Nick so you can cheers the cam?
Cheers, Ace.
Let's get in.
A little stale, y'all.
Yeah.
Good.
I bought these, like, a week ago.
They're still
good. A week and a half ago.
All right, yeah, bring out this next story. God damn, this is just pure sugar.
Yeah.
So Oreos are weird, because when they go stale, they go soft.
Mm-hmm. They don't get harder.
They lose their crunch.
Because of the cream. Sucks all the moisture,
I
would
assume. Funny.
Or the moisture.
Maybe it puts moisture into the thing.
Yeah,
it sucks it out. If it sucks it out, it'd be crispier.
Can you prove that?
I cannot prove that. I'm not a scientist, but Kevin used to be a scientist.
Science with Kevin.
What happens to the cookie? Why does the cookie get smushy?
I mean, I guess that it is in fact moisturizing the surroundings, because that's how moisture flows, Joey, to dry things. It's called osmosis.
We are going to go with that. Until someone in the comments of this video on YouTube proves us wrong. If you know why
it's not dry, it's the
Oreo cookies get soft as they get old, let us know in the comments below.
A lot of people were saying absorbing the cream.
It seems to make sense.
Which sounds
literally one person, Kevin.
A lot of people saying it.
That's what we always do in this office. A lot of people are liking this. It's like one person in the comments like, I like this. We just go off it. That's all we have to go off of. This news story.
I got some people in chat are like, isn't this story old? Yes, but
we didn't talk about it.
These photos were not shown in the morning show.
Yeah, this dropped a few days ago. I didn't actually see this video of him acting. People were like, why don't you show that? We're gonna show it. Here he is. For those of you listening, this is Joaquin Phoenix and Todd Phillips. This is Martin Scorsese is the Joker. Go, just stay on the story, Kev.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that.
Here you go. So we've got more set photos of him doing stuff. And then there's some video of him smoking a cigarette in a goofy manner.
He looks so skinny, man.
Well, he got very skinny for this. He looks great.
Yeah,
he's going to make a great Joker.
He's going to make a fantastic Joker. Now, will the movie be good?
Do I care about this movie? Like, I would love it if they made him a Joker in a real Batman movie.
Yeah.
And maybe they will. Maybe they'll tie that in and they'll just retcon Jared Leto as Joker, but probably not.
That would be so great.
He would make a like, I feel like he could do such a good job as a Joker. Like, he could potentially rival Heath Ledger's Joker because he's that good of an actor.
Such a dick.
Do we not want to see other Batman villains instead of, like, the third iteration of the Joker in the last 10 years?
I think what we want
is just anything good.
Is just something good.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of DC trash. You know what I mean?
It's not, like, I think what we want is the same thing that Henry Cavill probably wanted when he took the job as a Superman. Not to be embarrassed to do the role, you know?
Yeah.
Have we confirmed whether or not he's out yet? Is that 100% confirmed?
Cavill?
Yeah. Because he had that weird Instagram video, and everyone's like, what?
Oh, that's cool.
Everyone's like, what does this mean? Because he just was like, yeah. And everyone's like, you're not confirming or denying anything.
Yeah.
And that's it. And everyone's like, oh, see, he confirmed it. I'm like, no. He's probably just in contract negotiations with them. And if they don't pay him enough money, he's going to walk. Because no one wants to do these movies anymore.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, we've arrived in a sad space.
It's like, not sad, though. It makes sense because the movies are crap and they're received like that way because they are not good.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, it's not sad. It's like, hey, this is what you fucking, you get when you make a movie that's not good.
Sad for us, Kevin.
WingFan191 says the only thing confirmed is that there's no Superman movies in production.
That's weird. Currently. That's weird. CabBBQ says, why can't River be the Joker? If you're referring to River Phoenix, it's because he died a long time ago.
They know.
And if you did know that and you're making that joke, how dare you, sir?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? We don't speak ill of the dead here, but man, he lived a life.
Except Hitler.
But Hitler's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big piece of shit.
Wait, what?
Osama bin Laden, too.
Okay, Lakers had 2-4-3-2 says Cavill for 007.
Why?
What? You don't want to talk shit about Hitler?
No, I said, how did we transition into Hitler?
Well, because I said we don't speak ill of the dead.
Oh, except for Hitler. Sure.
And yeah. Andy said except for Hitler.
And Osama bin Laden.
Uh-huh. Where do we come down on Saddam Hussein?
Yeah, probably.
We could talk shit about him.
Should probably.
Stalin? Remember when they pulled him out of the cave?
That was, that whole situation was sad. That everything was sad.
Yeah.
He was like, weird. Motherfucker, you all set me up here.
It's a weird situation.
And then 20 years later, he just took me out. He was fucked up. He was a piece of shit, a monster, and his sons were monsters too, but like, how weird would that be if they're like, hey man, you're good. Like, if I was like, Andy, I'm gonna set you up, and then like 10 years later, I was like, I don't like what you're doing, I'm gonna fucking kill you. I'm just gonna kill you, dude. I'm gonna kill you so fucking hard.
I'd be like, what?
You're like, what? Dude, like, what's up?
Nick,
I thought we were cool, I thought we were homies.
Fortnite.
Like, nah, dude, you raised two monsters, and they're like fucking killing people.
Yeah, true.
It's terrible.
I keep on wanting to rip off this material in the bottom of the chair. I shouldn't.
We got
it's so tempting.
One more of these, who's gonna
I'm not taking it. No.
All right, we're gonna save it for later. Kev, you want this last one?
No. I mean, yeah, really, really fucking bad.
But you're on the diet.
I shouldn't be eating it.
I'm just gonna throw it away.
No,
not the lies are gonna work. Says Oh no, we're not gonna read that one. We're not building back that joke back up. We're gonna let that die. Yeah, I don't know. It sucks because I look at him as the Joker, and I'm like, he actually like would be fucking great.
He
like
could
the
do
long
it.
Hair,
yeah.
Skinny, weird face,
psychotic
Joker. He could fucking nail that. And if you took like, and I'm just taking stories from last week that no one watched those episodes, but if you took like a John Hamm as a Batman against that or something, I don't know, man. Like maybe someone that wanted to do the role who could act, you know, and also maybe not direct.
Ben Affleck can act.
There are a group of actors in Hollywood who are fun to watch. It's fun to watch them do stuff. But I wouldn't necessarily say they're great actors.
I think Ben Affleck can act. I disagree with you guys.
I don't think he can.
He's won Oscars for his directing.
I didn't say he was a bad director. I was just saying that watch a Ben Affleck movie, and when you watch him act, just ask yourself, is he just painfully aware of where the camera is at in every scene?
I think he was great in Argo. I think he was great in The Town.
He was great in The Town.
Movies that he won, no.
But The Town, he was just playing himself from about 20 years ago.
That's my problem with Affleck, is I feel like he's always playing him some version.
He's always like, Ben Affleck yeah. as the character. That's just the way it goes.
So that's my.
I feel like you could say that about a lot of people, though.
You can. That's why there's a lot of really bad actors that are working today. When are we going to get our shot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have a question about this, though. Weren't people excited for Jared Leto before we saw
they all were this stuff? The thing was that we were excited for him, and then we saw the actual character design and we were like, oh god, that's so contrived. It's like it's so like the Jared Leto Joker is so indicative of the team of people who are putting those movies together. It's so fucking on the nose that you look at it and you're like, you guys do not get. Like, you are just, it's like when your mom goes, we're gonna make you a Halloween costume. And you're like, Mom, you don't get the intricacies of anything that's happening with comics right now or why these characters are important. It's just, it was treated with such a superficiality with like the tattoos that said ha 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 and all that stuff. And I'm like, oh.
There's a sense you get where when you see, when video games come out, some of the video game character designs are made in hopes that people will cosplay them. And that's the vibe I got with Jared Leto Joker, where like people are like, it'd be cool to see people dress up as him.
Do you think that's because of what happened with Heath Ledger's Joker and people doing that?
I have no idea. I have no clue.
I think that there was some excitement for the Jared Leto Joker because of the tattoos and stuff. It seemed like it wasn't the actual Joker and it was...
Red Hood?
Red Hood Joker, yeah.
I think the excitement was like, this is something different.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the excitement came from. We're like, well, a lot of people were like, good for them doing something different.
Like dissecting the tattoos and being like, oh, there's a fucking feather here, maybe from a robin, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But instead,
Can't tell who this person is because they're showing up as lime green. Big Core 23 says, Nick's idea of what is good and bad is so warped. To which I reply, yeah, it is. It really is. I've been going back and watching a lot of 80s movies that I swore by, and I'm like, oh, these aren't really good at all. These movies are not good. That's been fun. Although it is interesting when they hold up. Someone else was saying Henry Cavill's out as Superman to play 007. I don't see that happening. I can't imagine that they're going to cast him as 007. He's already been Superman. I'm sure they're going to go with someone who's slightly cheaper and who can do like 5 or 6 movies next.
Yeah, I would be surprised by that.
I still want them to go with Nicholas Holt. I think he'd make an awesome 007. He's young enough. They could do it. They could do a young spin on it where he's with a team of people.
Steve Holt.
Is that his name, Nicholas Holt? Yeah, the guy who played Young Beast in First Class.
Oh,
I love that actor.
Yeah. Handsome boy.
He's a beautiful boy.
Yeah, he's a good looking kid.
I think
kid.
He can bring like a little sharpness to the role.
Pretty young for a Bond, though, right?
Well, yeah, that begs the question, right? Here's what we keep getting ourselves into. We keep casting Bond as the older Bond. With the expectation that Bond's supposed to be like the old grizzly Bond. We can make a 30-year-old, what? What?
Not the Lysander says, Holt's busy hiding the mangoes. I watched that clip again. I was like, hide the mangoes. The holes are from bees.
If the only reason you watch XCU in Review, it's 1000% worth it.
When we get Daffy, because the problem with XCU in Review, here, I'm going to pull the curtain aside for everyone so you can see a little bit of the production. If you've been following along with MCU, XCU, and Spider-Man in Review, that it's almost the straw that breaks the camel's back every week for us. It's Monday. It's at the end of the day. We're always so tired when we hit it. All the weeks are so long. It's the one other podcast where like we love doing this, but it's like it makes the day so long. And then when they get to be like the hour mark, we just get daffy. All 5 of us are tired and we're just getting fucking daffy. And that's when hilarity ensues.
Yeah.
No, sorry, to go back to that. You can absolutely do a younger Bond. And they need to. Because they need to do something. They need to do Bond at the beginning of his career. Like
switch
they
wanted
to do with Daniel Craig. But even Daniel Craig, when he did Bond, you were like, why is he so fucking old? Like, switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they need to take a page out of the Mission Impossible book. And make it more about a team of people.
You know who would be a cool Q?
Or for the love of God, I hate to say this, but just do something different with the Bond character. Make it female, cast Idris Elba, something different than what we've seen for 25 fucking iterations.
Tom Holland would be a cool Q.
Tom Holland is Q?
Yeah.
Well, they already have like a younger Q.
Everyone have to be young. Like just James Bond young.
Because young people are sexy. Old people are just icky.
Crusty and gross.
Take it from me. I'm almost old.
I look at Nick all the time. I'm like, God, you're disgusting.
I got the old man balls.
Oh, Oh, no.
K-Top 27 says, we need an origin story for Bond. Like, did he get bitten by a radioactive secret agent?
Maybe. Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fun. All right, Kevin.
Yo.
I want to do something fun today. Now, I never, ever talk about the things I watch or love. But today, I'm going to make an exception. Today, we're going to do Nick recommendations for the big topic. Kevin, give me the big topic graphic. I realize we didn't go over the Sony launching PlayStation Classic thing. They'll talk about
that's
that
a
next
game's
one.
Daily thing.
That's a game's daily thing. Today, I watched a couple things over the weekend and last night that I really wanted to recommend for people. Kicking it off, right off the bat, a documentary that starts off a little bit slow, but it's on Netflix and it gets going good. And if you're a child of the 80s or if you've ever played with a toy, holy shit, this was it just becomes so fascinating. This is a fascinating look at how they made toys and how they marketed them to children in the 80s. It's called The Power of Grayskull, The Definitive History of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I did not know all this, like 90% of the stuff that went into this. I was like blown away by it. Namely, they started the toy before they started the cartoon. I had no idea.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
Interesting.
Evidently, and not to spoil too much of the beginning of this documentary, but it follows the people who made the He-Man toys over at Mattel. And they were looking for something because they had been approached by George Lucas for the Star Wars toys, and they couldn't do the production timeline. Like, they basically were like, we can get this done, but all the research and development, all this stuff, is going to, we can't roll these toys out until, like 2 months after the movie's out. And Lucas was like, absolutely not. We have to have them on shelves, like, before. And that's when, famously, they went to, I think it was Keener, or someone else that put out the toys, and they were like, oh, we have a great idea. We're going to do, I don't know if you know this or not, but the original Star Wars toys, they weren't sold. They sold coupons. So you went and you bought a cardboard cutout of whatever the toy was going to be redeemed when they were...
At a later time.
At a later time.
Oh, interesting. Crazy.
And so when they did that, they made tons of money, but Mattel was like, fuck, how come we didn't think of that? They totally got assed out on all the Star Wars toys. And so they were...
Kevin, can you look this up? How's Mattel doing?
Oh, they're doing great now.
Okay. Great now.
Because they were like, we need something new. And they started talking to the people who were doing Conan the Barbarian, got the idea for that, started doing some research and development on characters for and toys for Conan. And then they realized, they were like, oh, it's going to be great. We're going to sell a ton of toys. It's starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, great movie. And then they realized it was a hard R movie with sex, people getting fucked, their heads cut off. And they were like, yo, they called up the producers like, we can't make toys on a fucking movie that's almost rated X. Like, no kids are going to see this movie, so what are we going to do? And then they were like, we need to roll out a new toy immediately. And then someone came up with the idea of He-Man. They were like, what if we did a toy? Because they had already done the research and development for, like, this jacked-out characters. They were like, we've never seen a toy, a kid's toy, of this, like, fucking jacked dude. No one's ever done this before. Let's start developing that. And so they developed He-Man. But then they needed a way to describe the universe. So they started doing a small comic book in it. And they started
creating
doing
the
commercials.
The lore from
there. And they started doing smaller animated elements to it. And then eventually they were like, they approached Filmation, I think it was what it was called, and said, like, what if we did some sort of cartoon series? And they did a pitch for them, like, and it just blew up from there.
Wow.
And it was 7 or 8 years of just $1 billion of He-Man toys.
That's so.
But they backed into it, and it's so. And there's I'm ruining a lot of it for you. I'm like, here, let me recommend this documentary, not spoil anything. But this is really, really cool because they show all the art, obviously, and they get into the intricacies, and it goes beyond that. It goes into the production of the movie and all that stuff. Very, very cool. Definitely check out Power of Grayskull: The Definitive History of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Next up on Nick recommendations, Kevin, click over to the next tab, please. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. I fought this.
Really?
I fought this for a long time. I was like, don't, John Krasinski, you're funny, you're tall, you're goofily good looking, you got Emily Blunt as your wife. Don't take this away. Don't take Jack Ryan away from me. Don't fuck this up. And reluctantly, I started watching the pilot, and I gotta say, really turning me on.
Wow.
They did a good job with it. They did a really good job with it. It's fun. It's a fun take on the Jack Ryan franchise. It's modern day. His boss is Greer. He's not an admiral. He's a CIA agent in this one. So they're kind of screwing around with the Jack Ryan mythology. They've got a John Clark style character in this. I think it's a very, very well done series, and it's a perfect length too. I think it was only 8 episodes, which is great. Have you watched it yet, Jeff?
I watched like the first 3 or 4 episodes,
couldn't
and
get into
I had.
It?
I mean, I don't have any history of Jack Ryan.
You were so stoked about it.
I was super stoked about it, mostly just because of John Krasinski. But it did relatively nothing for me.
I will say this. He's jacked in this, and I don't like it.
What?
I don't need it.
It looks weird on him.
It's a little weird on him.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm used to him being kind of like...
I feel like Jack Ryan should be jacked.
Not necessarily, because the Jack Ryan character was always sort of like, he was an analyst. He wasn't supposed to be Bond.
Isn't he Bond? I thought he was Bond.
No. Jack Ryan was supposed to be basically like the John Clark character, which is the sort of like darker side of Jack Ryan. John Clark is another character in the Jack Ryan Ryanverse. They call it the Tom Clancy Ryanverse, which is the Jack Ryan like the books. John Clark was an ex-Navy SEAL from like Vietnam who had a hard time adopting and like killed a bunch of people, and then they brought him back as a CIA Black Ops guy. He was supposed to be a bad motherfucker. Jack Ryan was always supposed to be like the lighter
Captain
side
America.
Of that. Kind of, yeah, but he was supposed to be the golden boy. And if you watch some of the movies, like, he doesn't do anything specifically like action-y. He's not Indiana Jones. He's supposed to be more of like a thinking man's action hero. So that's why I liked him in this. But like when you see him jacked, like when you see John Krasinski jacked, I was like, I don't need it.
What other celebrities look weird jacked? Would look weird jacked.
Would look weird jacked?
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera, that's a good one, Joey.
That would be weird.
That's a good one. Are we going just for like skinny people? Is that like what we're doing?
No, I rewatched Scott Pilgrim last night.
Good point. Nosh just brings up a really good point to tie it back into our world. John Clark creates Rainbow Six. John Clark is the six in Rainbow Six. He's the leader of Rainbow Six.
When do we get back in some seats,
dude,
man?
you want to take it down, doggy dog?
Fredo's been talking to me. He's like, dude, when are we going to do a coach stream? When are we going to play some Rainbow Six?
I don't know.
If you want part of it, man,
let's
let me
do it.
Know.
If you want blood, you got it. All right, we're gonna circle back around to PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO and tips. Joey, don't let me forget that. But before we do, before we read tips, before we tell you who won the PS I Love Best and all the stuff, we're gonna talk about Slack. Thanks to Slack for supporting the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Slack, we use this daily at this office. It is a collaboration hub for work, whatever work you do. With Slack, the right people in your team are kept in the loop, and the information they need is always at their fingertips. With mobile apps for iOS and Android that sync seamlessly, you can always pick up where you left off, no matter where you are. Teamwork on Slack happens in channels, letting you organize conversations and information around projects, offices, and teams. And because everything you need to make work happen is in one place, it's faster and easier to get things done. Slack also connects the tools and services in one easy-to-use app with real-time messaging, video or voice calls, group file sharing, drag-and-drop file sharing, and searchable archives that work with all the apps you already use, like Jira, Salesforce, Zendesk, and Google Drive. With Slack, your team is better connected. Joey. Do we love Slack?
We love Slack. I was literally just telling somebody in the chat, Reverse Corey is trying to get his office to use it.
You guys should. It is a very, very useful, very powerful tool.
I'd like to take credit for getting Slack here, guys. Can we at least give me some credit for getting Slack
Joey,
here?
Joey, thank you so much for bringing Slack into our lives. You are awesome.
You're very welcome.
You are the best,
Joey.
You're
so welcome.
We use it at Rooster Teeth.
Here's why I like Slack, okay? When I used to work at IGN, I was always CC'd on stuff that I don't care about. My inbox had like 90% of the emails was just CCing Nick. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't. I don't want that. Slack is great because you know if you want to have a conversation with Joey, I don't need to be a part of that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
If it's a thumbnail conversation, start a channel for thumbnails. I'll look into it when I need to. Otherwise, I don't care.
AKA never.
AKA when I accidentally delete the thumbnail template, I got to go back in and find that asset. But it's there.
It's pinned.
But it's pinned. And it's there.
It doesn't even have to be pinned. It's so easy to search through stuff. Search. Like, and like, ads aside, like, yesterday I had to get the thumbnail template.
Yeah.
And you just search thumbnail and it like, or .psd.
Yeah.
And it brings it all up.
It'll find where that stuff is at.
It's
That's
there.
Super cool.
Well, I'll tell you what. You want to check out more about Slack, ladies and gentlemen? If you're not quite sold on it, go over to slack.com. That's slack.com. Slack, where work happens. Learn more at slack.com. Our next sponsor. Oh, it didn't do a really hard one.
You wanted really damaging people's ears?
Well, yesterday was so fulfilling, but then somebody left the cap off for 45 minutes today, and now all the carbonation's gone. Look at how flat this soda is.
zero fizz in
just
here.
Zero, man. This is terrible. SimpliSafe is our next sponsor. SimpliSafe, here's why we're big fans of SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe is ready for anything that gets thrown at you. If a storm takes out your power, SimpliSafe is ready. An intruder cuts your phone line, SimpliSafe is ready. Say they destroy your keypad or siren, SimpliSafe will get you the help you need. Sure. Maybe it's overkill. Maybe you don't need to be ready for even for every worst case scenario, but that's what makes SimpliSafe's home security system so great. It is always ready. I like things like underline. Like I'm trying to get like a like this summer. All right. SimpliSafe could cost an arm and a leg, but it doesn't. Instead, they only charge you what's fair. 24/7 professional security monitoring is just $14.99 a month. There are no contracts, no hidden fees. This is why we're recommending SimpliSafe to everyone we know. You got to check it out. Go to simplisafe.com/morningshow. That's SimpliSafe.com/morning. Excuse me. SimpliSafe.com/morning, not morning show. SimpliSafe.com/morning to protect your home and family today. That is SimpliSafe.com/morning. Check it out. Let us know what you think. All right. Today's winners of the giveaway from the Twitch chat. Are these from yesterday or today?
Today, the top ones are.
Top ones are for today. Fantastic. From the Twitch chat, Beardless Viking. You have won Pixel Ripped 1989. And Ryan Coleman from the Kind of Funny Games Patreon is the next winner of Fire Pro Wrestling World PS4. Woo! Joey, since you're here. Oh, you're on your phone.
I am.
You probably can't read PS I Love This Best Friend.
I mean, I could if you just like
went for a hot second. Cue that up for a second. We're going to read some tips and then you're going to read PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. And then we're going to go on. We're just going to talk to the chat.
I'm down.
We'll talk to the chat.
Dude, whatever you want. I'm sort of in that mood where I'm just like, Andy, what do you want for dinner? What do you want to do tonight? Like, just whatever, dude. I'm along for the ride, Nick.
Mm. Along for the ride. Do you know what you don't want?
What I don't want?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You gotta give us some, like, boundaries.
I'll let you know. All right. If we get that boundary, I'll let you know.
Neobytes Live gave us an extra 200 cheers and said, how come bits suck? I dropped $9.99 to tip you guys. On the full $9.99, somehow it sends 300 cheers. Hey, Twitch, fuck you and love you. I love you guys forever. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't even know how they work.
Nobody knows.
Don't see them come through on the PayPal that we have links to this. So I assume they come through on the back end of the Twitch payments.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Great. I have no idea. To me, these are like the old school Microsoft points where it's like, hey, for $4.99, you can get 2.5 points. Like,
and the math sometimes doesn't add up.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. It's dumb. Yeah. But we appreciate the tip, Neobytes Live. Thank you. Sorry for that confusion. And when I give you shit, just know that it's my own insecurities coming out. And it makes me feel better about myself. Sir Poofluous gave us 500 cheers. That's it.
What a great username.
Superfluous?
Mm-hmm.
But it's poo. Poofluous.
I know. It's still fun.
Get this?
Like poo-poo.
Like thank caca. You for spelling it out.
And he said caca.
Caca. The stupid chat.
Joey, who won PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO today?
Do you want to tell me? Well, I guess I can just say... If you see somebody doing something cool in the community, you can go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend and nominate them, just like Lewis Barn did.
Yeah, Lewis
he's
Barn.
Shouting out Joshua Gallegos. Joshua did a giveaway for his RTX London ticket as he couldn't go. I won the giveaway, but I couldn't believe someone would just give away a whole weekend ticket for free. I asked him if he wanted anything for the ticket twice, and he insisted that the only thing he wanted was for me to have a great time and to say hi to the Kind of Funny boys. So, shout out to Joshua for being an awesome guy and restoring my faith in humanity. This is a perfect example of how amazing the community is and how it feels special to be a part of it.
I agree.
That's really cool.
Good job, guys.
I hope you had fun.
Hell yeah.
Good job.
Good for all you, right. Guys.
It is 11:58. We are moving right along. Now is the portion of Sprockets when we dance. We are going to talk to you in the chat. Joey's going to queue up some chat questions. Andy's going to queue up some chat questions. I'm going to take some chat questions. And
Kevin,
then,
do you not recognize that reference?
No, you don't get that reference? Reference? Do you get that reference?
Yeah, of course.
Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance.
They do weird stuff.
It's old Saturday Night Live. It's before you were born.
Mike Myers.
It's an old Mike
I only
Myers
know it because Sprockets. I only know it because of the, like,
Bill Hader,
the best of Mike
it.
Myers.
Yeah,
you know, those
right.
DVDs?
I feel like, oh no, Bill Hader didn't redo it.
Best of Will Ferrell was the best one.
Jimmy Fallon's not bad either, though.
Jimmy Fallon's the worst.
What?
Jimmy Fallon's fine. He's the but worst. The Will Ferrell best of discs were the best ones.
Here's the thing about Jimmy Fallon, is that Jimmy Fallon's fun to watch fail.
That's fun to watch what?
He's fun to watch because he fails. Because he's goofy and doesn't do a good job. And it's just fun to watch him try. That's why people like Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell, on the other hand, nailed it almost every single time. So in the pantheon of great people on Saturday Night Live, it goes Will Ferrell, Kristen Wiig, pretty much anyone from the original 70s cast, like late, you know, and then I don't care about the rest of the people.
Really?
I don't care. Maybe you season in a little, what's his name? Tommy Boy.
Chris Farley, man.
Throw a little Chris Farley in there. Like Chris Farley, like top five SNL players.
Right.
Will Ferrell... Probably number one.
He's my number one.
Yeah, probably number one. Mm-hmm. Kristen Wiig. Is it Kirsten or Kristen?
Kristen.
Kristen Wiig. Close number two.
Mm-hmm.
She was phenomenal. You got.
That's actually a good choice.
Three, four, and five, debatable. Everyone's gonna say. I mean, I probably got to give three to Eddie Murphy because Eddie Murphy was phenomenal.
You gotta give love to Andy Samberg for bringing the digital shorts.
We'll give Andy. But is he? I don't know. Did he do anything beyond the digital shorts?
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, it's a live show, and he cheated because he just went and produced fucking content and put it on.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, I don't give him top five because, like, you made a YouTube video and put it on a fucking live show.
But it's a revolutionary sort of thing.
Yeah, but it's not revolutionary.
He's the Tim Gettys.
Because he fucking went and pre-produced content for a live show.
And it was always good.
Yeah, but it's, then why not make everything that? It's like saying, well, hey, but we're gonna take a break from the stage play to show you a video. And of course, the video is going to be phenomenal because you edited it.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm not saying it's not good, but it's called Saturday Night Live.
They're playing it live.
Because it's live performances.
You guys are crazy. Nick's totally right.
It's not live. It films at like 5 p.m.
But they film it live, and they don't edit it. And they don't film it live. I think they actually do it live for the coast. And then they do a broadcast.
They don't film it at 5.
No, I think they do it live for East Coast. Yeah. But then there's a delay for the West Coast broadcast of it.
Yeah.
Kate McKinnon.
And in that delay, they've talked a lot about actually how they cut. Like, when I read the book, they talked about how they used to piss off
Greedy Ears says,
cut shit out of the show.
Andy Samberg did Mark Wahlberg's Talking Animals, Nick. How dare you not like
Leroy
that?
Right,
Andy Samberg gets a three.
Makes a good point that says there were videos at Kinda Funny live.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah, but we didn't promise it was going to be all live. The live was, you're going to be there in person, alive.
But did they, so is there anywhere in the Saturday Night Live terms and agreements that everything they do there is live?
So every single detractor of Saturday Night Live, uh-huh. the biggest critique of the live is every single person, myself included, is like, why? Why do a live show? You have all this amazing talent. Why are you trying to burn them out every week to make these terribly long skits just because it's live? And the answer to that is, when it works, there's nothing like it. When you get that magic, when you have that cowbell skit, when you have those beautiful moments, you know, none of which I can think of off the top of my head because they're so fucking few and far between.
My mind immediately goes like to that. Will Ferrell in the jacuzzi with Rachel Dratch and Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, he's eating shit.
My wife and me loved him. It's just such, they're like way too overly sexual. There's activity happening behind the surface of this water.
Oh my God.
I love it. So good, man.
All right.
The lover's sketch, yes, thank you.
The lover's sketch, yeah. It's true, though. People do bring up, they have
Amy
done,
Poehler.
They have done fake stuff. Like, they have done pre-canned stuff in SNL for a very, very long time. Notably, they did the Jordache jeans commercials with Gilda Radner or stuff like that. So, my argument really holds no water. But is that a shocker to anyone? That I'm
Bike Shop Guru, Will Ferrell's top 20 best I can say? No way. You're fucking crazy. Will Ferrell's like got to be number one.
Oh, Will Ferrell's number one.
You can't say top 20.
Even when I read Live from New York, which is the biography, the 500 page book where they interviewed everyone.
I feel like
most
everybody
people
yeah.
are like, we got to give it to Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Because he was, even if he was just a side character in a skit, he always found something.
He you stole
always,
it.
Yeah. Like, when he did Jeopardy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alex Trebek.
The Jeopardy episode where it's him and God and R.I.P. Norm MacDonald because we all hate him now or whatever.
No.
As Burt Reynolds.
I thought you were saying R.I.P. Burt.
That's what I thought too.
Not Norm MacDonald. Burt Reynolds R.I.P. as well. Yeah. But that skit might be one of the funniest things they ever did.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, why didn't they just do skits like that? It's because they really wanted to try to get that stupid cheerleader skit funny at a certain point. Oh,
funny kid. What just happened?
I don't know.
Here's what happens every time. Gary comes in and Kevin gets so excited, he forgets that he's actually producing a show.
Yeah.
And they go off and they chat for however long.
He just left. So like, we're probably going to end the show right now. Let's just embarrass him.
We got to go into something.
Let's just embarrass him.
No, he doesn't get embarrassed. He doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'm just going to have Cool Greg do this show. Kevin can go off and frolic with Gary Winter the rest of the time.
He really just walked off.
He really did.
As if there's nothing.
As if nothing left.
As if we're not ending it right now.
We are not. It's 12:04. And he's like, hey, we'll probably go for another 80 minutes. Who knows? Joe, what else you got in the chat?
People are wondering thoughts on Steve Martin. SNL?
Steve Martin. Well, here's the thing: you can't rank Steve Martin as one of the best on SNL because he was never actually a cast member.
Really?
Nope. He guest hosted.
The King Tut thing was just.
He is a guest host.
I didn't know that.
Steve Martin was never an actual official cast member. He would just get, you think he was because he guest hosted more than anyone else, but no.
Interesting.
He did not. He got a start on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour as a writer, then went as a stand-up comedian, became pretty big, and then he got big because he was guest hosting so much, but he was never actually, it was like, I think it was him and he's tied for the record with, I want to say Alec Baldwin now.
The Sweaty Balls one with Alec
most
Baldwin.
Most guest hosts.
Yeah, as you guys thought guest hosts, Alec Baldwin knocks it out of the fucking park. Mm-hmm. But Steve Martin's up there.
Justin
well.
Timberlake, too, though. He does all the musical bits that are very good.
Okay. Dollar Beal says, what about Chris Kattan? Shut up. Nobody cares about Chris Kattan. What's the one thing you think when you think Chris Kattan? Mongo?
The little wild, yeah.
Night of the
Stupid.
Roxbury.
Yeah.
Just dumb.
Night of the Roxbury.
And by the way, Night of the Roxbury, only good because Will Ferrell was in it.
Doug and Steve Buttabi. Andy, how about them Cowboys on? They did whatever. They won, but barely. Who gives a shit?
Ignacio Rojas says Alec Baldwin should be the cast member at this point. He really should. He basically is. He's in bed with Lauren. I mean, they did 30 Rock. They did all that stuff. Tina Fey's up there probably too. Probably top five.
I really do like Anna Gasteyer too.
Anna Gasteyer's great. Well, that about does it for us, guys. So
all
let's,
right, ladies and gentlemen.
End the show.
We can wrap that up. That's it. We're done. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I love you very much. Joey, thank you. Andy, thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
Let's, I guess we'll cut the feed.
Nobody's there to end
the show.
Do
you want me
show.
To go on the show?
Nobody's here to...
Kevin! The fuck are you doing?
Boom, 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 boom.
Rolling Thunder Koala. What are you doing? Cut the feed, for Christ's sake. Bye, everyone. Thank
Bye,
you.
Guys.
Comments on YouTube.
I didn't know we were that close, sorry.
Could you cut it? Can we end it?